Blog Talk Radio.
This conference is being recorded.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Message of Christ Church, 6 a.m. Mega Prayer. Mega Prayer is brought to you by the Message of Christ Church, where Pastor Sylvia Staples is the senior pastor for the Message of Christ Church. We thank you for joining in with us this morning for our mega prayer. I am Sister Rhonda. I will be your intercessor for today. I'm going to give you a church announcement. How you can contact the ministry. We would like for you to join us every Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock on this teleconference line of 641-715-3570. And we would like for you to enter the access code of 420123-COUNT. Again, our teleconference line number is 641-715-3670. And our access code is 420123-COUNT. We also would like to give you our contact through email. You can email us at messageofchrist@yahoo.com. Again, that's messageofchrist@yahoo.com. You can also give us a call and leave a message at 773-609-2071. You can reach out to us via the internet by two different websites. We have messageofchrist.net. We have messageofchrist.net, and we also have SylviaStaplesMinistries.com. Again, that's SylviaStaplesMinistries.com. You can also reach out to us via mail by mailing correspondence to Message of Christ Church, P.O. Box 390-62, Chicago, Illinois 60639. We thank you for joining in with us this morning as we go forth in our Touch and Agree Week. This week is our Touch and Agree Week. We will be touching and agreeing for our children today. We will be touching and agreeing for our children today. Also, we would like to have you to invite someone to the line by going to your website and invite someone to the line, or just text someone and have them to call in to be a part of what God is giving us today concerning our children. We also would like to just take time out to thank you for all your continued financial support that you sow into the ministry. And we also would like for you, if you have not purchased a prayer shawl, Pastor Staples has been given a gift from God to hand make and beautifully design prayer shawls. If you have not been ordered, you can do so by going to SylviaStaplesMinistries.com. And also, you can go there and see how beautiful they are and just go forth and ordering your prayer shawl. You can order it for yourself or someone else that's in need. So at this time, we're not going to prolong. We're just going to go forth in prayer at this time and then go forth in the word that God has given us concerning our children this morning. Father God, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus, telling you thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because this is the day that you have made for us to rejoice and to be glad in it, God. Any day that you give us, oh God, we want to rejoice and to be glad in it, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for continuing to wake us up early in the morning, oh God, as we seek your face, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us a mind to want to serve you, oh God, giving us a mind to want to seek you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for your loving kindness and your tender mercies, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that you blot out all of our transgression, oh God, wash us thoroughly from our iniquities, oh God, and cleanse us from our sin, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that you create in us, oh God, a clean heart, oh God, and renew within us a right spirit, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for continuing, Lord God, to be a shelter, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the midst of trials and tribulation, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for being our refuge, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, a very present help in our time of trouble, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for our children today, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that you continue to keep our children covered in your blood, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to cover them in your love, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them know, oh God, that you are with them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Never leaving them, never forsaking them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for just continuing, Lord God, to be with them, oh God, to continue, oh God, to let them know that you are with them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for fighting all of their battles, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, fighting against all temptation for them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for putting it down in them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to fight out against temptation, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to take the way of escape that you have provided for them, Lord God, in the midst of temptation, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them know, oh God, that you have made a way of escape from temptation, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and let them take that way of escape, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, let them know that you are their refuge and their strength, oh, God, their very present help in the time of trouble, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them know that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, that every tongue that try to rise up against them in judgment, oh, God, shall be condemned, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for our children, oh, God. And we ask that you continue to keep them covered in your blood, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for our children, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for the parents, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we are beginning, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to continue to teach our children, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, about your word, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, whether they want to hear it, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, or if they don't want to hear us, oh, God, we continue, oh, God, to spread your word, oh, God, to give them your word, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, oh, God, that they will accept your word, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, when they become in some type of situation, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we continue to share your word with them, oh, God. Your word become back to them, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Your word come back to them, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the midst of situations, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, as we continue, oh, God, to witness unto them and give them your word, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let it, the word come back to them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Write the word upon the tables of their heart, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they might not sin against you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, how we thank you and praise you, oh God, for being their protection, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, going through this way of life, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you lead them, oh God. You guide them, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, into all truth, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, for this we want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for leading them into the path of righteousness, oh God, for your name's sake, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, let them fear no evil, oh God, knowing that you are with them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, let them know, oh God, that you are the one that's comforting them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for just keeping our children, oh, God. We thank you for keeping their mind, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for transforming their minds, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, through your word, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, let them begin to meditate on your word day and night, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them know, oh God, that they are not too young, oh God, to read of your word, oh God, and meditate and study of your word, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God, that us as parents are training them up in the way they should go, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. When they get old, they won't depart from you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, that you said you suffered the little children to come unto you, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You didn't reject the children, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, let us as adults and parents, oh, God, not reject our children, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, but let us accept our children, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us not push them away, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, but let us go by your example, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you have the children to come unto you, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. O God, let us be your witness, O God, for all the children today, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us not reject our children, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. But let them come unto us, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, let us give them your love, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, let us let them know that we love them, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, not only the children that we birthed, oh God, that you have given us, oh God, that we gave back to you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, but each and every little child that we come in contact with, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Allow us to let them know that they are loved, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for the children, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for our children, oh God. And we just thank you for continuing to protect them, oh God, as they go to and fro, oh God, throughout this land, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for protecting them, oh God, covering them in your peace, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, your peace that surpasses all understanding, oh God, that will keep their hearts and their minds through Christ Jesus our Lord, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for our children, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God. Let them know, oh, God, that you are the peace, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, let them know, oh, God, that you are the everlasting Father, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, let them know that you are the mighty God, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, let them know that you are the great counselor, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are the greatest friend, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. Let them know, oh, God, there's greater love than yours, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you laid your life down. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, God, that you're giving them abundant life, oh, God, and life more abundantly, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, God, that they are choosing life, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, you give us a spirit. And you've given us a choice, oh God, to choose between life and death, oh God. And then you tell us to choose life, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, let them choose life, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them choose to live and not die, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. That they may declare your good works, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, they may declare your good work in the land, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we just thank you, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God. We magnify you, Lord God. We lift you up, oh God, for our children, oh God. We just thank you, Lord God, for being the lamp to their feet and the light along their pathway, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, they choose you, oh God, as their Lord and Savior, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, they choose to serve you, Lord God, and not mammon, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, they choose not to please this world, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, but they choose to please you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You said, when a man ways, please me, oh God, that you'll make his enemies at peace with him, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for your word, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just thank you, we praise you, we magnify you, and we lift you up, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen, and thank you, Lord God. This is our Touch and Agree week, and we're touching and agreeing for our children this morning. I just wanted to share with you all that as I was sleeping last night, I just remember that I was praying scriptures over our children while I was in my sleep, because I asked God to give me something, you know, for today, and what did he want me to do for today this morning regarding our children. And I remember just praying in my sleep, praying God's word over our children. So God wants us to begin to pray God's word over our children. And I really couldn't remember what I was praying over them, you know, what scriptures it was, but the scripture that came back to me is, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against me in judgment shall be condemned. And that is in Isaiah 54, 4 and verse 17. And I looked up the scripture, and I have looked up several scriptures that I want to share with you that you all can pray over your children and also share with your children. We have to continue to teach our children. We got to continue to tell our children about God's word. We want us to continue to tell them about God's word. I know a lot of times some of our children don't want to hear about God's word. But we have to continue to tell them about God's word, because even though they think they're not listening or hearing God's word, as we're telling them about God's word, giving them God's scriptures in the Bible, those scriptures do stay with them. And I could tell you that from personal experience, those scriptures will come back to the children. When they are going through something in the time of trouble, those scriptures will come back to them. If we continue to just continue to share with them scriptures about how God is their shelter, about how God keeps them from all hurt, harm, and danger, you know, the scriptures come back to them. So we have to continue as parents to continue to share the word of God with our children, even when they don't want to hear it. We have to continue. God wants us to continue to share the word and pray his word over our children. So I begin to look up Isaiah 54 and 17, where it said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up against them in judgment shall be condemned. And I'm going to go to 4, verse 13 through 17 in the King James Version. In the King James Version, Isaiah 54, 13 through 17. Please bear with me as I go to it at this time. And that's Isaiah 54, verse 13 through 17. This is one of the scriptures that came back to me. And also, not only this scripture, but also Psalm 91 came back to me. So I'm going to go to verse 13 and begin reading. And as I was just sharing with you, that we still have to begin to teach our children, and this right here is going to back it up. I'll just let you know, when I actually started looking up this verse, I actually went back to verse 14. And then I began to go on my phone and look it up, but I went back to 13 through 17, and I don't know how, but this is going to definitely back up what I just finished praying. And it's Isaiah 54 and 13. It says, and all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. So, as I was studying, I only started at verse 14 through 17, but when I went in online, I typed in 13 for some reason, but that's because God wanted me to see that. Because we know that our children are going through a time where there is a lot of violence going on in the land, and it's so violent. It's not peaceful. But God wants us to teach our children. It said in Isaiah 53 and 13, and all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. Because God's word is comfort to us. God's word is peace to us. God's word is everything to us. So we have to teach our children of the Lord. We got to teach them through his word. And it said, great shall their peace be. Thank God for that scripture, that right now scripture, that he wanted us to look at this morning. And we're going to go on into, I'm just going to read the rest of it. And it says, in verse 14, in righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. Now, this verse here is going directly over into Psalm 91, and that's what God dropped in my spirit this morning. This verse here, no weapon formed against them shall prosper, but I went up a little further. I said to this verse, but then when I went online, I typed in 13 through 17 for some reason, and because he wanted us to view this scripture, verse 13, as well this morning. So in verse 14, it said, in righteousness shalt thou be established, and thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. So we have to pray God's word over our children so that they won't be fearful. Because God's word is peace. God's word gives us peace. And verse 15 says, behold, they shall surely gather together, but not by me. Whosoever shall gather together against thee shall fall for thy sake. It said, behold, I have created the smith that bloweth the coals in the fire, and that bringeth forth an instrument for his work, and I have created the waster to destroy. And verse 17 says, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise up against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, says the Lord. So we thank God for the word this morning that God has given us, and he wants us to share with our children so that they could know that God is their peace and they don't have to fight in the physical, but they can fight in the spiritual, fight with the word of God, the sword of the spirit. And I'm just going to go on over to Psalms 91. I want to go over to Psalms 91 and just go over that, because these are the two scriptures that came back to me this morning that we need to pray over our children, because our children need to know that they are protected by the Lord. Psalm 91 said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It said, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. My refuge. We need to let the children know what refuge means. Refuge means that God is our shelter, God is our protection. God is our security. As I looked that word up, it said God is our security. He is our protection from danger and harm, and our protection from trouble. So we need to share with our children that God is our refuge and our fortress. And then they need to begin to put their trust in God. It says, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. There is trust again. We got to let our children know that they must begin to trust in God. They have to trust in God throughout this life. It said, his truth shall be thy shield and buckler. It said, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. It said, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasted at noonday. It said, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. It said, only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. It said, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. It said, they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion, and the dragon shalt thou trample under your feet. The serpent, the enemy, the devil, shall they trample up under their feet. It said, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. And it, we need to let our children know that when they call upon the Lord, he said that he will answer them. He said, I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. And it said, with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. So we need to just let the children know that God is with them. Because trouble is going to come. We have to be real with them and let them know trouble is going to come. But we also have to let them know that God is with them. And God also said that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord God will deliver us out of them all. And I'm going to get that scripture so that you all can share this scripture with your children as well. That many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God deliver us out of them all. So we have to be real with our children and let them know that trouble will come, but they have God as their protection. They have God that rescues them. And that will be Psalms 34 and 19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. We can also look at it how it says in the NIV version. It said, the righteous person may have many troubles. It said, but the Lord delivers him from them all. Translation, it said, the righteous person faces many troubles, but the Lord comes to the rescue each time. So we have to pray God's word over our children and share God's word with our children so that they will know that they are protected by God, and all of the different things that's going on in this world today, all the troubles that's going on, we need to let them know that God is their refuge, their strength, their protection in the time of trouble, that God will deliver them. And we just thank God for his word this morning that he has given us, that he wants us to share with our children. And right now, I'm not going to prolong the time. If we have anyone that would like prayer at this time, you can come forth and press star 6. If anyone have prayer, they can come forth at this time and press star 6 for prayer for our children. Anyone want prayer for their children, they can come forth at this time. All right, we're gonna just close out for today. No one has have a prayer request, but we'll just continue to pray for our children. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Good morning.
This is Sister Valerie. I'm asking for prayer for my children. My son had an injury, and he's recovering from the injury. And also as all of the children prepare to go back to school. I know that some has already gone back, but for all of the children returning to school.
Amen. Father God, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus, telling you thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for Sister Valerie and her son. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for healing him from all manner of sickness and disease, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping him covered in your blood, oh God. We know that he has suffered this injury, oh God, but we thank you, Lord God, for being our great physician and our healer, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping him covered in your blood. We thank you, Lord God, that his injury shall not have any infections in it, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you shall remove all infections from the injury, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and allow him to heal properly, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for the things that you have provided for us to heal properly, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. All the medication that you have given him, oh, God, and provided for him, we thank you for it, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we pray, oh, God, in your name, oh, God, that the medicine work, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we pray for our children, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you continue to protect them, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they go to school, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that are already in school, oh, God, we ask that you continue to shield them and protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for your word, oh, God, saying that you are their refuge, Lord God. You are their protection. You are their strength, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for our children, oh, God. We ask that you continue to cover their minds, oh, God, as they're in school, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Allow them not to fear, oh, God, what's going on, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. But if they keep their mind stay on you, oh God, that you would keep them in perfect peace, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for perfect peace, oh God, over our children, oh God, that they begin to keep their mind stayed on you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will give them the desires of their heart, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask that you just continue, oh God, just to be with our children, Lord God, leading and guiding them throughout this life. Give them wisdom and knowledge and understanding of your word first, Lord God, and then also giving them wisdom and knowledge and understanding of their schoolwork, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they may prosper in school, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we just thank you for being their protection, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for removing all fear from them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, because they're knowing that you are with them, Lord God. Let them know that you are with them, Lord God, never leaving them, never forsaking them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, any type of peer pressure tried to rise up or temptation come, Lord God, let them take the way of escape, oh God. Let them say no to drugs, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them say no to alcohol, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you and we bless you. We magnify your name, Lord God. We give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise, oh God. It's in the mighty name of Jesus we do pray. Amen and bless you, Lord God. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Is anyone else desire prayer? They can star 6 in at this time.
Good morning. This is Sister Stephanie White.
Good morning, Sister Stephanie White. God bless you.
God bless you, too. I'm so thankful to God that you are teaching on children this morning, because the enemy has been attacking my daughter, and I'm just asking you to pray for her. Her name is Janice White.
Denise White?
Janice.
Oh, Janice White. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Father God, we come to you right now lifting up Sister Janice White, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes,
Lord God, we ask that you cover her mind in your blood,
yes,
Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that you transform her mind in your blood, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that you look and have mercy on her right now, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask that you look and have mercy upon her, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that you continue to protect her from all
sin, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Allow her to take the way of escape, oh God, when temptation is rising up, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let her remember, oh God, that you fight for every battle, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. The vengeance is yours, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You shall do the repaying, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Allow her to know, oh God, that you are still with her, never leaving her, never forsaking her, Lord God. Let her begin to call upon you in the time of trouble, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, because you are there, right there to deliver her, oh God, from any trouble, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You say many are the afflictions of the righteous, oh God, but you deliver us out of them all, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for delivering her, oh God, out of all of the trouble, oh God. We thank you for allowing her enemies to be at peace with her, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that her ways are pleasing you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and her enemies are being at peace with her, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you're covering her, Lord God, with your angels, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, because she is fearing you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We do pray, amen, and thank you, Lord God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord God.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So much.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Good morning, Sister Rhonda.
Good morning.
I would like
good
you to
morning.
Pray for my children and my three grandchildren, especially Asia. This is Sister Judy. Thank you.
You're welcome. Your grandchildren, your three grandchildren?
No, not great. My daughter, three kids in Georgia.
Okay.
And
okay.
And my
amen.
Children.
Amen. Father God, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus, lifting up Sister Judy, oh Father God, and her three children, her three grandchildren, Lord God, and all of her children, oh God. We ask that you cover them in your blood, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that you continue to protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that you continue, Lord God, to shield them, protect them from the hand of the enemy, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that tries to fight against them, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that you protect them, oh God. Cover them in your blood, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. No weapon formed against them shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. And every tongue that rises up against them in judgment, oh God, you said that you will condemn it, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them all begin to trust in you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them all begin to make you their trust, oh Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We do pray. Amen. And thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Cover them in your blood, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. No evil shall befall upon them, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. No plague shall come nigh their dwelling, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. O God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your word, O God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise God. We have time for one more. If someone else would desire prayer for their children this morning. Amen, amen. We're going to close out the line at this time. We thank and praise God for the word this morning, and we just thank and praise God for him continuing to remind us that he is our shield, our refuge, our protection in the time of trouble. We just thank God that he is covering us. He is keeping us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper.